you think of West Virginia's talent?
They got some great scorers, great guards. So we definitely have to be aware of them and be in help defense and just come out like we did at Baylor, just real aggressive.
You guys feel good about your defense against Baylor that last game?
Yeah, definitely. In the second half, I felt we did real well defensively and Coach Basso too. So we just need to just work on that. Just keep looking at that and just work on defense. That's the main thing, man. Just defense and good things will happen with us.
What did he tell you guys afterwards about that effort, defensive effort against Baylor?
He said we did a great job and. I mean, even if we weren't knocking down shots, that's what we have to do. If we're not knocking down shots, we have to play defense, and that's how you're gonna. That's how we're gonna have to win some games down the road. So, the key. That's just the key.
Said too, the key is having you guys turned up, especially defensively. How does that happen? Is it just coaches staying on you? Everybody kind of taking it upon themselves to do that. How do you keep that?
I mean, I would say that Coach would have to just keep staying honest about that until it just comes a natural nature for us to just be aggressive all the time. And that really is just the key for us, man, just being aggressive and just staying turned up because that really just turns us all up. That just really just turns us all up, and we all do real well.
Do you think this is kind of the toughest time of the year to get energized in games just because it's kind of midway through the year and March still –
I wouldn't say that. I'm saying, because we have a target on us, so I feel like that we need to just be ready to compete each game and just be ready for each game, so I don't feel that way.
Coach also gave us kind of the indication that this is maybe a team he has to, how do I phrase it, not maybe overpraise you, but there's kind of a give and take a little bit that he knows you guys are good, but he's got to make sure he kind of keep you guys humble. How does he do that?
Yeah, he definitely does have to do that. I mean, young team. He just stays honest in practice. I mean, even when we're doing well, he stays honest, and I think that kind of balances everything out.
What do you think the difference has been for you on the defensive glass lately? It seems like you've been getting a lot of boards in traffic.
I mean, just by watching the film, I've seen the things that I wasn't doing well, and I wasn't doing that well, and I really could see it, and coaches were pointing that out to me, and I just really tried to emphasize on that.
What's an example of something they would point out to you?
Like sometimes, like the ball shot, and I'm just kind of just standing there and not really boxing out and going to get the ball, and I tried to do that last game.
West Virginia has some bigs who can shoot threes. What kind of challenge does that present to you guys as front court players when you have to be out there on the perimeter and kind of paying attention to that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have to be out there for the guard. We have to be out on the hedges quick so we can get back to the big man shooters. So it's just being aware and just being quick defensively.
Harry asked probably a lot about Nadir's leadership skills, but he's really shot the ball well.
He showed it last year some, but I mean, he's shooting it real well this year. I mean, he's been getting a lot of shots up and shooting it well in practice also, and I think that's carrying over. So I mean, it's just great to have that.
Time for two more, guys.
Barry, what's your comfort level in the paint? I mean, when you get the ball on the block or something like that, it seemed last year, especially toward the end, it was automatic. I mean, you were as good as anybody around the rim right there. This year, there have been times where you kind of get bumped off by a bigger guy or something like that. Is there less comfort, or is that just part of the growth?
I would say it's part of the growth. I mean, I try not to worry about it. I mean, sometimes you miss shots, but I think it's part of the growth. I just want to try to just keep being aggressive and just really just try to keep competing and good things to happen. So I don't really worry about it. I just try to be aggressive, as Coach tells me. Did I watch them?
Did you watch them growing up, and is it crazy to see how good they are right now in the top five, undefeated, and is that surprising at all?
Yeah, I definitely watched them growing up, right down the, real close to me, right down the street. I mean, they got some good players this year. I mean, so it's not really surprising. They did real well last year. So, I mean, it's great for them, great for their program. They have a lot of great players there.
Questions for Frank?
Do you know any of their players?
No, I don't know any West Virginia players.
What do you think of their guards?
I know that they have pretty good guards, a couple of guards with experience, and they've been playing real well over the past few games.
Frank, you feel like you guys took a step forward defensively against Baylor?
Yeah, I think we were pretty solid defensively. We rebounded the ball well. We got out in transition, and most importantly, we just got stops.
Is that something that coaches really wanted to see from this team, is to make other teams not play as well?
Yeah, that's something he emphasized a lot, making the other team not play well and just rebounding and being more aggressive is something he emphasized a lot.
How tough was it to try to guard Heslip when you were trying to follow him around?
I would say it was pretty tough because I never guard somebody who move as much as him, so and run off as many screens as him, so that was a pretty tough job.
Coach has got kind of a reputation of being very demanding on his point guards. What have you experienced from him, and how does he kind of maybe push the point?
Well, he expects a lot out of the point guards, me and Nadir, so we just have to be responsible and know what he wants, and just try to get it done.
Have you had any problems with the freshman brick wall, they call it, when you get fatigued? Has it been tough on you?
No, I wouldn't say so. Not at all.
How would you describe your freshman season?
I really can't describe it right now, but
what have you learned from Nadir?
I learned a lot. Just being more vocal, taking more responsibility in a lot of things, and just taking that next step as a point guard.
Highlighted energy on defense as being that one thing that if you guys play with a ton of energy and are going, and that's kind of a battle, is fighting a little bit. How do you keep up that energy on the defensive end and kind of make it contagious, I guess?
I just think it start with the mindset, and it have a lot to do with pride, and you just have to know that you're the guy that you're checking is not going to score on you, and you have to take a lot of pride in it, and coach take a lot of pride in, and the coaching staff do too. So if you just focus on that, then you'll be really good and getting stops and doing what coach wants you to do.
Time for one more, y'all.
Frank, you mentioned the way coach expects a lot of stuff out of his point guards. A lot of it's maybe toughness and how tough he wants you to be. When he's challenging you and Nadir, do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really do enjoy that. I like to be challenged because it pushes me to the next level, and it just makes me want to be better and just want to get to that next step.
What's the way he challenges you?
By just being on me every day, pushing me and just trying to get me to do the right things and talk more and help my teammates out.
Do you sense it is different for the point guard than the other positions?
Yeah.
He treats the point guard different or not?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so because everything runs through us. I think we have the ball in our hands most of the time, and we have to know what coach wants so we can go out on the floor and execute it as a point guard.